Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Thursday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. This week I'm doing something very special, and I'm taking testimonies about people who have heard the Word and how that the Word built faith in them and how they have believed and received their miraculous healings. And I've been doing this all week. You know, I'm aware that many of you tune in and you expect me to be teaching. Well, I am teaching. I'm teaching through example. You know, I use a lot of stories. I use a lot of personal stories, a lot of biblical stories, because I really believe that people relate to stories. Sometimes they will get a point when you illustrate it through giving an experience. They'll receive that truth better than they did even through the teaching of the Word. Jesus used this same principle. That's all what all of his parables were about. You know, he would take things like the parable of the sower sowing the seed, something that was an agricultural society. Every single person sowed seeds. They were familiar with this, and he would use that to illustrate spiritual truths. And sometimes people can grab a truth, receive the truth through a story or through an illustration more than they can through just straight teaching. So I consider this week to be really a special week of teaching. We're just teaching through sharing these stories. What I want to do today, I want to begin to start sharing the healing testimony about Hannah Terdez. And this was a little 3.5-year-old girl in England who got miraculously healed. And she had had a disease. I'll let the DVD and her parents and tell you the story. But just real briefly, she had this thing that had stunted her growth. She was only in 9-month-old clothes at 3.5 years. The doctors had given her up to die. She wasn't able to eat solid food. Every bit of food that she had ever had her whole life had to be pureed in a blender or mashed or something like that. She couldn't eat solid food. And eventually it just progressively got worse and worse to where her body rejected all things. They had even been giving her a solution that was fed directly into her stomach through a tube that they had inserted in her. And she had been getting just this solution because she had rejected all types of food. And eventually she got to where her body was even rejecting that. And it looked like that she was going to die, that the doctor sent her home. They didn't tell her parents, Ashley and Carly, this at that exact moment. But later they found out that the reason the doctor sent her home is because they said she couldn't live through the week. They told them to come back in 2 weeks because they were sure that Hannah would be dead within a 2-week period of time. And in this situation is when they got hold of one tape, one teaching that changed their life. And let me just make this point. Ashley will mention this very briefly. But did you know that this was a free tape that was sent from the United States to England back in, I believe it was the early 90s. Something like 15 years or more before Ashley heard this teaching on cassette tape, a free tape was sent to England and laid in a drawer. And the reason was because the in-laws just couldn't put up with my Texas accent, and they just threw it in this drawer, and it was back there. And they had rented a car that didn't have a CD player. All it had was a cassette player. And so they just said, "Do you have any cassettes?" And this was the only one they could find. They listened to it. It built faith in them. It began this healing journey and resulted in the healing of their daughter. And I just wanted to point out that it was our partners who enabled me to send that free tape to England 15 or 20 years ago that resulted in this miraculous testimony. And then Ashley got on the internet and just started downloading everything free. And Ashley makes this point every time he gives their testimony, that if it hadn't been for our partners sending the free tape, if it hadn't been for the website with all of my teachings available free, that his little daughter, Hannah, would be dead today. But praise God for those of you who are partners. I tell you, you need to receive this not only as a testimony about the healing power of God, but you need to receive this as a pat on the back for every one of you who have helped us to preach the gospel, because you are a part of Hannah's testimony. So listen to this, and I'll be back at the end of the program today.
The healing journey of Hannah Terades begins with a terrible disease called eosinophilic enteropathy. It also begins with the journey of an Andrew Womack teaching tape titled Your New Identity in Christ. Sent to England in 1990, this tape was lost until February 2006, when suddenly it became the key to a whole new life for one very sick little girl. This is Hannah's story.
Right from day one, we knew that Hannah was going to be special. She was a child that surprised us right from her conception. And I was shocked to find out I was expecting a third baby so quickly.
I suppose it really started when we realised Hannah was ill, and we realised she was seriously ill.
She was a funny colour, and I didn't say anything to Carly at the time, but I felt uneasy about what she looked like.
She used to wake up in the night absolutely screaming in pain, and people would say, well, that's just colic, and we had to keep sort of holding her over our lap till she was sick, and it really got quite stressful because as grandparents we were quite worried about her.
She wasn't feeding, she'd take maybe a couple of sucks of her formula and then she would just not be interested. Or if she'd drink any, she'd then vomit it straight back up again.
She started off not taking milk very well. We tried all different types of milks.
She'd be constantly waking at night time. She wouldn't settle, and then when she did go to sleep she'd be waking up just screwing her legs up in pain. And then out would come all the formula that she'd drunk during the day.
When we used to babysit her, she used to wake up with terrific pains. We didn't know what to do. And just to see her to suffer the way she was at the time, it was heartbreaking.
And then when it came to weaning her, she couldn't swallow lumps at all. So we'd have to mash her food down. And this was even when she was like 3 years old.
I remember going to the house and having all these little jars, which always reminded me of little baby food that she was taking. And this went on, and nothing seemed to be happening. And what is this problem, you know? And Carly said to me, you know, it's like they don't know enough about this.
This is Hannah's personal child health record. It was given to her when she was born, and it will carry through until she's five. In it is recorded any appointment with a health professional, and at each of those occasions they would record her weight and height for her age. As you can see, it goes through from 11 days is the first marking there, so when she came out of the hospital, and the last one is 3 years 11 months. So there's quite a big track record there of what she weighed and how she fluctuated in her weight and height for her age. This red line in the centre here would be what an average child should weigh, and this red area at the top and at the bottom is like a danger zone. So if the marks fall within those lines, then there's a severe problem. As you can see from Hannah's little marks down here, she never quite made it onto the graph. This chart goes from age 1 up to 5, so we can see Hannah's line plotted again across the bottom, going up and down. And at the age of about 3 and a half, she was about the same size as a 9-month-old baby.
Some people were telling me that, you know, God wanted to heal her, but sometimes he does and sometimes he doesn't. I was getting all different types of advice, some extreme. Some advice was saying, well, maybe you've done something, maybe this is judgment on you. In my heart, I got to the point, well, if the Lord wants her to die for his glory, then so be it. And that's how messed up I was in my thinking, if you like, because I'd had a lot of religious teaching to say that God takes lives away, and, you know, maybe God wants her in heaven more than on earth, and things like that.
So eventually we'd had all kind of tests done at the local hospital. They referred us to a specialist children's hospital in London, and there she had a camera investigation, and they put a camera down her throat when she was asleep under anaesthetic, and they took some biopsies. And when the biopsies came back, they said that she had a really rare autoimmune disease called eosinophilic enteropathy. Now, basically, that has two sides to it. That has, on one hand, it's an allergic type reaction. And then on the other hand, she had another part of the disease, which was autoimmune based. So her immune system would go into overdrive. Whenever she ate something, it would go into overdrive, thinking it was like some sort of foreign invader and attack it.
She started deteriorating. She started losing weight. She was always very, very small. But now she started losing weight and her hair was getting brittle. And her skin started going like translucent, and she lost energy. She was toilet trained, and she lost that because she just lost so much weight, and she couldn't really play properly. She didn't have much energy, and it just deteriorated. And I suppose the last 6 months was the worst. She really went downhill, and they tried several different extreme methods. The last one was they went to the tube directly into her stomach to feed her.
Actually, we were taking the boys up to my mum's. She lived a few hours away. She was going to look after them while Hannah went to have her operation to have her tube fitted into her stomach.
But they'd got a car that didn't have a CD deck in it, only had a tape deck. And she said, Ashley said to me, have you got anything, any resources in your drawer that I could borrow? So I dug some stuff out and I said, well, I've got some real oldie stuff if you want it right at the back of the drawer. I said, I don't know if you want to listen to it, though. I said, because your father-in-law got fed up with the accent on this tape that he wouldn't listen to it anymore.
And we put it in, and this this like squeaky American accent came out. And it was Andrew's tape, Your New Identity in Christ. And when we listened to that tape, it was like all these scriptures just opened up to us. And when I read it for myself, like Psalm 103 and 1 Peter 2:24, just all them things, by his stripes you were healed. You know, he's the Lord. He heals all our diseases and redeems us from the curse. All these things. Sickness was a curse that we'd been redeemed from. All these truths just came flooding out. And it's like that one tape just opened the whole word up to us.
God gave us revelation after revelation of the true nature of his nature, of who we were in him, of his will about healing. And I went home, my wife and Hannah was in hospital. I went home and went on the internet and downloaded lots and lots of teaching, God Wants You Well series, all free from Andrew's website, and listened to them over and over.
And Ashley would download all these teachings onto my MP3 player, and I'd be laying in the hospital bed next to Hannah, kind of getting all this revelation. Like, are you listening to this, Hannah? You know, God wants you well. You've been healed, and we just got to receive it. And she's like, yeah. But I mean, I tried sharing this with other people, but they just kind of didn't really get it, and they were just like, yeah, but you got to be careful, because what about those people that aren't healed? You know, you look around you and not everyone is healed. So how can you say that it's a simple thing? I'm like, yeah, but it is a simple thing. I know the problem isn't with God.
And this was a major breakthrough for us, because we started to have confidence in the fact that God's will was to heal our daughter, which up until that point we didn't know. We wasn't sure whether it was God's will to heal her or not. Now we knew it was God's will to heal her. We could do something about it. And this coincided with they put the tube in her to feed her.
I can remember it as if probably it was yesterday, because we went up in this room. It was quite high up. There were three or four beds in there, but Hannah was the only child, and it somehow seemed even worse. It made her seem even worse. She was so tiny. She was irritable, and she was really in a lot of pain. And once they started pulling about with various blood tests and things, she would just scream. And as a grandparent, it just broke my heart to see her like that.
This is a special medical formula. It's very, very expensive. It's about £90 a tin at the time when Hannah was using it. It's hypoallergenic. It's just amino acids. And basically, she had this because her body couldn't accept any protein. So the idea is that if we broke the food down into amino acids, then it would trick the body into thinking that it wasn't accepting a protein, so that she'd be able to absorb the nutrition and grow. And we used to use these scales. These are gram scales. And we had to measure per gram to an exact amount, the amount of formula to water to reconstitute the powder. This was the pump that would pump the formula through the tube and into her stomach. The pump would go, it would be strapped into these straps here, and then a different shape bag would be slotted in here and all strapped in securely. So most of the time we would slot this bag into a little children's trolley, like a pull-along suitcase on wheels.
She was so good with this pack in the back. She used to, remember, she used to carry along, sometimes dragging in the floor, you know. I can just see her now, you know, very, very fragile, but she still have, well, she's a lovely, lovable child.
So this wasn't treatment, this wasn't going to make her better, but this was going to sustain her. At least she might start putting on weight. So when we first took her home, it was starting to work. But then, about 2 days later, I think we took her home on the Friday, by the Sunday, she was vomiting again and she was reacting to it and she was going downhill again, and it was clear that it wasn't working.
Just to see her, like I say, you know, I'd come away and my emotions just wanted to, you know, cry out. I was angry, really, I suppose, if the truth be known, with the doctors, that they couldn't find the answer to this.
We've been listening to all these teachings, and we just knew that the crunch time was coming, that somehow this had to happen, this healing had to happen soon, because she was running out of time.
At Andrew's teaching, he was the only man I'd heard who was confident that God wanted my daughter healed. No one else I talked to had that confidence. They were all maybe. So, but Andrew said, God wants your daughter well, you know, on his tapes. So I wondered if I could meet him. So I went on the internet, and I looked on his schedule, and it had one conference in the UK, because it's an American ministry, obviously. There's one conference in the UK, so I looked it up. It said the 16th of March.
The conference was the next day, and I mean, that blows me away. That's just, God is so good.
So we put her straight in the car. We drove up to Walsall, where the conference was.
You can't take your baby out of hospital and take your children out of school and just go to the middle of nowhere to see someone you've never heard, that no one's ever heard of, that we knew of anyway, and to this conference. It's irresponsible, you know? But it was inside. It's like, no, God put everything in place. And we, at that point, we were focused on him, and it didn't matter what people said. We were going to go for this.
My faith at the time was, if only I could get Andrew to pray for her. And it wasn't that I was putting my faith in a man, I was putting my faith in God, I know that. But he was the only man who believed it enough, and I wanted to go and see him so he could, you know, he could pray for her. And I knew it was going to be the Lord that's healed her.
When we first got there, it was a real struggle, because Hannah was particularly sick, and we were staying in a motel and travelling to the conference every day for the sessions. And we put the boys into the children's ministry. But Hannah was, she was just too sick. She would just lay at our feet in the conference on the floor, and she had a little DVD player with headphones, so she'd be listening to the DVD player until she'd got just too uncomfortable. She'd still be attached to her feeding tube.
So we was going up to the conference in the view of getting Andrew to pray for her. Now, the opportunity never arose.
After each session, there was always a ministry time where Andrew would get up and get the students to pray for people. And every time we tried to go forward with Hannah to get her prayed for, because that's what we went there for, something would happen, though. The children would come early out of children's church, or Hannah would start with it, she'd get pain, or there'd be a distraction, or one of the boys would be upset about something, or they didn't do it how they did it the night before. Something would happen, and we never got to get out the front.
Our other two children were in the children's work, and was on her own with Hannah, but she was in so much pain, she wouldn't stop screaming, she wouldn't stop crying, we couldn't comfort her, she was rolling around on the floor in pain. Now, a lot of the other parents thought she's having a tantrum, or, you know, she's just having a bad day, and she's having a tantrum, and we were looked on a bit as, you know, get control of her, but there was nothing we could do to console her. We tried everything.
We went in the creche room to get away from the auditorium to be a bit quieter, and just the room cleared within seconds of all these sleeping babies. I don't know what they must have thought.
This was the last day now. She hadn't been prayed for. She was getting worse, and I was getting mixed up emotions, and part of me was feeling just despair, and I was feeling at the end of myself, if you like, with this. And I was thinking, if this doesn't work, then, you know, this was my last resort, if you like, and And I didn't give up on God, but I was thinking, maybe we've gone too far, maybe this isn't going to work.
We knew that her body was rejecting the formula, basically. So the time was very short. And the time on the conference was very short. And we were just despairing at that point, thinking, we've come so far with such high hopes to miss it. You know, we really thought, have we come this far to nearly miss it? Are we going to go home empty-handed?
So on today's program, what we did was break the testimony about the healing of Hannah into two segments. Tomorrow we will finish this, and I encourage you to listen in or get this DVD that has their testimony in its entirety on there. I tell you, this will be a blessing to you. But it just was basically showing you the process that they had gone through, the situation that they were in. And even though they had come to this meeting in Walsall, England, they hadn't been able to have me pray for them. Their despair was setting in, and they could have lost their miracle. But praise God, they persevered. If you've watched our programs all week long, yesterday I was sharing the testimony of Leslie and Mary Decker. And as I said, they went over to England, and they actually ran our Bible college in England for 3 years. And you will find on tomorrow's testimony that Leslie, the one who was healed of asthma, she went and got me and put me together with Hannah and her parents, and praise God, the rest is history. It's a tremendous testimony, and you're going to be really blessed. So make sure that you listen in again tomorrow. You know, now Ashley and Carly and all of their family, their three children, have moved over here to the United States. They were so impacted that they went to school in the UK, graduated from our school over there, came over here, did their internship, and they now are on staff with us. As a matter of fact, their office is just right outside of my studio right here, just a few yards. They aren't more than 50 yards maximum from where I am right now. And boy, we are joined at the heart. God has put us together. And I tell you, they are just being used of the Lord mightily. And all of this happened because a seed was planted. If you watch my programs recently, where I was teaching on the sower sowing the seed, talking about effortless change, and how all of these big things grow from little seeds, there was a seed. One tape was given nearly 20 years ago that lay dormant for years and years and years in a person's drawer. But eventually that truth got on the inside of Ashley Terades. And then he shared it with his wife, Carly. And it motivated them. They got on the internet, started downloading all of these teachings for free. And then they came to a meeting, and because of it, their daughter was miraculously healed. Because of it, the entire direction of their life has been changed. And as we go on through, when we get into healing journeys too, you'll find the testimony of another young man, Scott Forsythe, who was healed because he saw Hannah's testimony on our DVD, and it inspired him. And it just goes on and on and on. Who knows what the total result of this miracle will be? I tell you, this is powerful. And I want to offer these testimonies to you as just an explanation that the Word works. It'll work for you.
The story you saw in today's program is included, along with four additional healing testimonies, on the Healing Journeys Volume 1 DVD. This DVD is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. Or you can get this product as part of the Healing Journeys package, which includes three DVDs, Healing Journeys Volumes 1, 2, and 3. These three DVDs contain a total of 15 healing testimonies that will inspire your faith and help you reach out to receive all that God has for you. In addition to the DVDs, this package also includes a copy of the booklet, God Wants You Well. This booklet answers questions about healing and lists every instance in the Bible where Jesus healed. The entire package has a catalog value of $77, but today you can get the Healing Journeys package for a gift of just $50 or more. The booklet, God Wants You Well, is available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give,
But if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this booklet free of charge when you request it. We'd also like to remind you that we're offering Andrew's latest book titled Effortless Change for a gift of any amount. Contact us today to get your copy. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Phoenix, Arizona this week for a Gospel Truth Seminar January 6th through the 8th at Living Word Bible Church in Mesa, Arizona this Sunday, January 9th, and in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the Charis Bible College Men's Advance January 20th through the 22nd. He'll also be in Houston, Texas for a Gospel Truth Seminar February 10th through the 12th, in Colorado Springs for Charis Bible College Campus Days March 9th through the 11th, and in Orlando, Florida for a Gospel Truth Seminar March 31st through April 2nd. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
When Andrew and Jamie were young, they went to a conference on biblical prosperity. They desperately wanted to get the teaching, but simply could not afford it. Andrew promised God that if he was ever in a position to make his teaching available, he would never deny it to someone for lack of funds.
And that's what motivated me really to give, is the fact that he gives his stuff away.
Our hearts are just tied with what Andrew's doing, what he's trying to accomplish.
The partnership is helping do what I can't do.
I know that I'm a part of something so big.
And my gifts can help reach the nations and the people. Whoever has ears to hear, they will hear.
On today's program, Andrew mentioned the healing testimony of Hannah Terades. To see more about this story, go to our website at www.awmi.net and click on Healing Testimonies on the left side of the screen.